Let's do it. Today's topic is performance appraisals, how to create a killer culture, killer team culture, which is what it's all about today. Really important topic. It's not particularly sexy, but it is really important. So we'll spend some time today going through how it works, what to do, and probably what not to do as well. Righty, so before we just kick into things today, just a few people want to welcome on board, actually. So it's been a few weeks since we've caught up. So I just want to welcome Warwick from Warwick Price Landscaping in Auckland, who's come on board. So really, really excited to have you on board, mate. And Ralph and Scott and Lisa from Macbeth Plumbing in Telpo. Debbie and Scott and James from Conway and Carpenter in Te Puke. Got an electrical contracting business there. Jeff from Jeff Pickford Roofing in Hamilton. Peter from Plumber Pro in Tauranga. Bart from CMC Electrical in Whangarei. Shane from Waikato Cabling. And Chris Core from Mark Doyle Tree Work, the arborist with the Midas Touch. Alrighty. So, welcome you guys. Great to have you on board. Really looking forward to working with you. And welcome to today's education webinar. So the education webinar, we're going to go through a particular topic in detail, give you the ins and outs of what to do and what not to do, so you can take it and put it in play in your business. What's coming up over the next little while? Well, we've got our coaching calls on the 19th and the 20th. They must have, make sure you jump in and book those. And a question answer webinar on the 10th of May as well. We had a really good session. Awesome. So the Q&A webinar and systems bootcamp is coming up on the 15th of June. So make sure that's in your diary, locked away, and you can get along to that. We've got some cool stuff we're working on for that as well. Some interesting guest speakers too. And the Facebook group. Hey, great work on the Facebook group, guys. Any questions you have, chuck them on there, and the whole team can contribute. There's been some good threads on there recently. And any wins you have as well, yeah, chuck them on there, because it's really cool to celebrate wins, see what everyone's doing that's working really, really well. And if you're new to the webinar, look, feel free to ask questions. There's a place in the question box on the control panel where you can ask questions. And we'll do our best to answer those as well. Righty, so what? Let's jump in and talk about today's topic. So what happens if you don't have a system for or a process for doing your performance appraisals, or a system for actually giving feedback and receiving feedback from your team as you go through business? What can happen? Well, there's a few things. Some of the things that can happen potentially are you might find that the team in the business really just goes through the motions. So the team's coasting along, they're maybe average type work, average type motivation, not really buying in or engaging in the business in a way that you necessarily really want. So you employ people, they come and do work, it's okay, but there's not really, really energy and people aren't excited about it. And it's not really energetic and vibrant. So that can definitely happen. Maybe you try to do an appraisal or give people some feedback and the process just feels really, really awkward. You feel awkward, your team members feel awkward. How do you set it up? What sort of questions should you ask? You don't get much feedback or input or engagement from the team or the people you're giving the appraisal to, and it feels like it's a bit of effort that's not really generating much reward. So that can definitely happen. Or maybe you're the last to know, so you're not really getting any feedback from your team. You're maybe not giving them a lot of feedback, but you're not getting feedback. So you hear about issues, you're the last one to really hear about them, and not until they become a major, like people get really annoyed about something, they get frustrated, annoyed with the work or another team member, and you don't hear about it until they kind of blow up to the end of the tether type thing. Or maybe you're getting really ticked off with a team member and you bottle it up, you kind of sweep it under the carpet and you bottle up until you get to a stage where you're just super frustrated and perhaps you deal with it in a way that's not as good. You lose your rag and perhaps explode or deal with it in a way that's not really helpful or beneficial. and what can actually be the end result is that you end up saying goodbye to your, you know, to your best and your brightest, so people can leave. So what operator error? Thanks, Nick. You appreciate that, mate. That's fantastic, buddy. Just wait till your performance appraisal. Anyway, so you can definitely lose your best and your brightest. So, you know, if you don't build a good culture and performance appraisals are a great tool, key part of that, then you know, you can face that pain of having to hire, the downtime, the training, all the hassles that come with that. What happens if you get it right? If you have a good process in place to give and receive feedback and do performance appraisals, what can happen? Well, this slide's particularly for our friends in Australia, or members in Australia. High performance culture. Now, Nick did the slides, and in my notes there it says this one's for the Aussies. The All Blacks obviously have a pretty high performing culture. There's a bunch of other sports teams who are like that. So culture is, you know, it's one of the keys to success in business. And culture is really about the way we roll around, how we do things, what the expectations are that we have of each other. And a classic example is if you employ a new person and you've got an existing team, they'll actually tell them, you know, how things are done. It's not necessarily stuff you do, but they'll explain the way things are around here. That's kind of how the culture works. And there's lots of things we can do to build the culture. And we've talked about a lot of these during other trainings. How do we create our team values? What are our team values? What are our team rules of the game? They're a really important part of culture. It outlines how things roll around here. What incentive programs you might have in place. Social events you put together. And just the leadership style that you as an owner or a leader of your business have as well. But performance appraisals are absolutely massive way to build culture, because they show that you care. They're about giving feedback, positive and negative, and getting feedback as well. So it opens up a two-way channel of communication between you and your team members. You know, if that channel's open, that's a huge, cultural statement, if you like, about creating a culture that works and is high performance. Next. A good process allows you to front foot issues. So it means that you're on the lookout, you've got a system for identifying and fixing problems, issues, opportunities with the business and with the people working in the business with your team, which is huge. and it's with the team members, but you know, with individual performance, but also with issues that might be popping up in the business as a whole. So it means you're being proactive, you know, rather than reactive, which I think is crucial when it comes to building your team. And the appraisal process gives you an opportunity to focus on development, training, and career development opportunities. So you can, through the process, you can set goals, talk to your team members about what their goals are, what the next steps are for them, and have those career conversations about, you know, hey, this is the pathway in our business. You start off as an apprentice, and you know, this is what you're going to get paid. And as you travel through to become a registered tradesperson or perhaps certifying, if you're a plumber type thing, how that all looks, what the steps are, what you can expect to be paid, keeps them interested and gives them a goal to work towards as well, which is a big part of retaining the best people. And at the end of the day, you're putting together a committed and motivated team. And a key part of building a strong team that wants to grow is having that appraisal process in place and being really good at giving and receiving feedback as well, which is really what the appraisal process is about. So those are what might not happen and what might happen or will happen if you get this right. What I'd like to hear from everyone now is, what's your biggest frustration with you know, giving feedback, receiving feedback from your team and the performance appraisal process in general? Love to hear from you. Just take 30 seconds, write down what your biggest frustrations are, and we can share those with the rest of the team. It'd be really awesome to hear what everyone's challenges actually are. So Debbie, not getting feedback. G'day Martin, how are you mate? Getting back unfiltered views. Okay, slides should be good, Nick. For some reason when I move the camera, it shuts the slides down, I'm not sure why. Brad, team, couple of bad eggs at the moment, yep. Getting back exact feedback, sure. Mandy, so does that mean you need specific feedback? So just take 30 seconds to put down what's your biggest frustration with getting and receiving feedback. We aren't actioning any issues with team members in a timely fashion, have no processes for dealing with the disciplinary action. Leanne, cool, okay. Nick, that's a good one. Some employees expect bonuses each time. Okay. Mandy, yes, honest feedback, cool. Martin, they often say what you want them. They often say what you want. Don't understand that, sorry, Martin. Having a routine in place that ensures a systematic general discussion rather than always solely waiting till it's required, as it's usually negative. Scott, perfect. So, yeah, not turning it into basically a whinge session. Luke, no enthusiasm or feedback, just going through the motions of the appraisal. Carry on the same, sure. Chris, it's always been a bit awkward and have had poor planning. Chris, they're not honest. Okay. Same, expectation of a pay rise every time is a praise. Okay. Scott, yes, love the comment about wages expecting to go up each time, and that can be a source of conflict for sure. Having the employee acknowledging feedback and actioning it. Yep, Ricardo, okay. Just say what you want us to hear, Chris. Okay, for sure. So those are definitely some of the challenges. Hayden, staff member arguing with their feedback. Yes, indeed. Mark, take, for sure. Okay. So those are all definitely challenges or frustrations with giving and receiving feedback. And the process of doing a performance appraisal is obviously not going to solve all of that, but it's going to give us a good process and hopefully head off some of that. And a more proactive way. Chris put lots of dukes. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. All right. Let's jump in and talk about five things that I think are really critical about the concept of doing a performance appraisal. And then we're going to spend a little bit of time on how to actually do it. That's not actually that hard. We have a template that you can use. So it's pretty much take that template and use it. But we'll go through that as well. But I do want to spend a little bit of time on some of the thoughts behind it because I think that will help you set your performance appraisals up for more success and deal with some of the issues that you've just talked about. Now, first issue or first principle that I think is critical for your performance appraisals and giving and receiving feedback in general is this principle I call daddy time. So some of you might have heard me talk about that before. Like I said, performance appraisal I think is one of the best tools you've got to build your culture. And there's a really famous American guy. He was an ex-president called Theodore Roosevelt, and he said this: people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. And if you think about kids, for example, they, you know, how do they spell love? Well, most often it's time, T-I-M-E. So they thrive on it, and they really grow and flourish when you give kids attention. They just love it. They lap it up. They'll do anything to get it, sometimes even misbehave because they get attention. Well, I find the rest of us as human beings are pretty much the same. And as an employer, it's really important that we give our employees time. That's one way of making them understand or know that we actually do care about the job, about them, and about performance and how things are. So this is probably one of my key take-homes from today. Doing the performance appraisal process, even with a basic structure that's pretty simple, may not be perfect. That's actually 80% or 70 to 80% of the value in my book. The fact that you actually do it, that you schedule it and make it happen, even if it's a bit awkward and not perfect, that's really critical. The reason for that is really simple. It shows that you actually care and you've got, you know, their interests definitely in mind. And so the trust factor goes up, the trust and the care factor goes up, which means you're more likely to get helpful feedback and comments and take up from doing the process. So getting it done, I think, is a huge part of being successful and actually taking the time to do it. Daddy time. You have to actually take the time, and people, if you show people that you care about their experience, then that's a huge part of success with the appraisal process. Now, as you if you think about your business, as your business grows and you employ team members, your roles change. So initially, most tradespeople are the high performer in their business. So they are the person who's out there doing the work, and they're great at doing that. So that's the first sort of stage. The next stage is you need to become a leader of others. So your role becomes more about leading other people to do the work. And as your business grows even bigger and you progress up the tradies ladder, more towards the scale and success levels, you become more a leader of leaders. So you change role from doer to coach to manager, leader. Now your win, obviously, is that you can grow your business, more sales, more profit, hopefully more fun and time. But the responsibility, and there is a responsibility that comes with that, and the responsibility is that you need to spend time with your team and nurture and grow them. And the performance appraisal process is a key part of that. So yes, the first principle is daddy time. Take the time, show people you care by actually caring. And time is the way to do that. Principle is give regular feedback. So the performance appraisal process, that needs to be regular. You know, it needs to be every 6 months as a starting point. Some members do it every 4 months, but I think every 6 months is a really good starting point. You're better to start with that so you can actually stick to it, because it does take some time. But here's the kicker, the thing that's really, really critical to understand, which will make your whole performance appraisal process work better. If you wait 6 months to talk about performance and give feedback, you're going to run into trouble for sure. That's just too long. So what we want to do is create an open culture where we give and receive feedback regularly. And that means on the job, as it happens, throughout the week and the month, so that people, the communication channels and the feedback channels are open between those 6 months. Otherwise, what happens? You get to the performance appraisal, and typically it can become just a bitch session or a whinge session or just a dumping session where you're dumping on the employer all the frustrations that you've built up over the last 6 months. You've been holding them up, saving up, and you get in there and come on. Or they might be the same. They have a bunch of frustrations and they all sort of come out. And the feeling in the appraisal is a bit negative. And it definitely will defeat the purpose of the appraisal, and you'll find that the employees clam up and they don't participate, particularly not next time, because if they have a really rough experience of kind of being dumped on, then that's obviously not great. So the thing here is the performance appraisal shouldn't come with too many surprises. If you're having issues or challenges or things that need to be addressed, they need to be done in a timely basis. And if you just wait to the appraisal, you will run into trouble for sure. So what do we do? How do we actually give regular feedback? Well, one of the key tools we've got is your rules of the game. So rules of the game, we've done some trainings on this. So if you're new to the membership, there's some trainings and some examples of this in the membership site. But those rules of the game are where you've written out the expectations you have for how people will behave in the business, right down to punctuality, honesty, appearance, paperwork, in terms of how they deal with clients, cleanliness, teamwork, all that sort of stuff is listed there. So that sets up the expectations you have, and then if issues arise, you've got to deal with them as they arise. And that is really the process of giving ongoing feedback. You need to take the time to do that, otherwise the performance process is going to really fall down because it'll just turn into a bit of a wind session. So there's a really, really helpful training that we did, I think, last year. It's called How to Have Difficult Conversations with Your Team Members. It's a 10-minute tactic. It's in the membership site, and it gives you some great tips and tools about how to actually give feedback on a regular basis. So, for instance, if someone's late consistently, if you wait to the performance appraisal, you know, you're going to be really frustrated and probably get annoyed. But if you address it as it happens throughout the weeks as they go by, then that's going to work much more effectively. Same goes for a job well done. It's really important that you give positive feedback as it happens. Acknowledge it straight away, and that will be even more powerful. Next thing is, you know, we want to focus on the key people, on the captains in your business. So, as I said before, as your business grows, you go from being a high performer to a leader of others to a leader of leaders. Now, to get maximum value, you want to work on those people who are, you know, the key people, because they're going to influence a bunch of people in your business. If you work on them, you're going to be able to influence more people as well. So and this is where you need to become like a coach. So my suggestion is with your key managers, or even key tradespeople if your business is a little bit smaller, schedule in a regular time. Now, it might be half an hour a week, might be half an hour a fortnight, but a regular time where you can sit down and go through and give feedback. Now, one of our boardroom members, very successful business, has three or four managers, was having some issues with getting the GPs, the financial performance from those guys, and particularly around route scheduling, scheduling jobs and materials, etc., which is causing a lot of downtime. And you know, this particular boardroom member was getting very frustrated with their team and having lots of sessions and team meetings telling them what needed to happen and how it needed to work and giving them a talking to. And we talked through in one of our coaching sessions about, hey, how about we actually spend half an hour a week with each one of these people, coaching them, giving them feedback, giving them the opportunity to learn and give them the benefit of this particular boardroom member's knowledge. So they've put that in place half an hour a week. You know, that's very, very powerful. It's had a huge positive impact on the performance of those guys. So these type of meetings, really simple structure, three things you want to do. Number one, just focus on what were the wins. So you can spend 5 or 10 minutes talking about what the wins are. Number two, talk about what do you need help with right now, and that's when the issues will come up. And number three, what wins do you want to have by the time we next talk? Very simple. What are your wins? What do you need help with right now? And what wins do you want to have by the time we next talk? So focus on your key people to keep that communication going. Just with feedback, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about feedback itself when you're giving feedback and receiving it. The research shows that unexpected praise and rewards are really, really powerful in building the behaviors that you want. Linking positive feedback with the time when someone does the behavior you want is really, really helpful. So rather than waiting 6 months or 4 months, whatever it is, if you take someone aside and just give them, hey man, that was awesome, you did a really great job there, it's going to be a bit like a kid opening a present. It'll have a hugely powerful impact. So Mandy just said, is that a one-on-one or a team meeting? You could do both. It's particularly powerful if the person's not shy. Most people are fine with this if you can give them that positive feedback in a team meeting, because that's really going to build them up, and everyone else will get a bit of juice from that as well. Good question. And the other thing with feedback is, be really specific. So, focus on the really specific details as though you're looking down a microscope at it. For instance, if you say to someone, hey, I'm sick of being late all the time, that's not specific. But if you can say during the performance appraisal or when you're giving them feedback, hey, look, I noticed on Tuesday and Thursday, you arrived after 7:45 and start time 7:30. That's specific. Or if they're making too many mistakes, you wouldn't just say, hey, you're making way too many mistakes, it's doing my head in. Give them examples of the specific mistakes they're making. Now, maybe it's, hey, look, at Smith Street, you've got the strap, put the straps around the whole water cylinder, whatever it is. So be as specific as you can. And if you are going to give positive or negative feedback, really critical you have some concrete examples of what those were so that people can understand what you're getting at. Does that make sense, team? Give me a hands up with that, if that makes sense, being specific. Okay. Good stuff. Okay. Thanks, Debbie. The third principle is, and this is simple but pretty critical, you have to make the time. So it feels like hard work to do this. It does take some effort, there's no doubt about that. But with everything that's worthwhile, it does take effort, and we have a choice about being proactive or reactive. So it's crucial that you schedule this in, you block it and you book it, and you let the team know when it's going to happen. Now, in here at Profitable Trading, we've got it booked out for the whole year when these things are happening. So we know when our team knows when they're happening, the supervisors know when they're happening as well, so we're all on the same page. And if you make the time, or when you've made the time, it is absolutely critical that you don't put it off. So if you get too busy and it just feels too busy, you think really carefully about moving it or rescheduling it, because that is going to send a pretty mixed signal to the team. Okay. What it could potentially say is actually this is not that important, just getting the job done is more important. But you're not going to be able to get many jobs done if the team's not on board. So I think that's crucial to block it and book it in advance so everyone knows when it's happening and stick to the times. Because here's the thing. Performance appraisals are one of the key tools that you can use to help build the culture, improve retention in your business. And yes, they take time and they take effort. And it can feel like a drag, but the research shows really clearly and consistently that losing a person can cost you somewhere between 6 and 9 months worth of salary. 6 to 9 months worth of salary, which is a massive cost. So that could be potentially, depending on the team member, 40, 50 grand. And that's a lot of money. And it's a lot of heartache. And the reason it costs so much is because you lose engagement from that person as they leave. It damages potentially the morale of other staff. You've got hiring costs, you've got training costs, you've got errors in getting people up to speed, and also the time that you or your other key team members are unable to spend on growing the business or other areas. You've got to focus on the training is massive. So you can pay a small price now, or you can pay a larger price later. It's really a choice you make. I know which one works best. So block it and book it, and think about the downstream costs. So Chris said, we've only got 6 guys, 3 of which are key people. Do you think it could alienate the 3 that are not in on the meeting? Not sure of the question, Chris. Meeting. Yeah, mate, that's a better way to phrase it. Those coaching sessions, I think it's important that they're one-on-one. That was the question. That's the way I would do it. Okay, number 4, and I think this is crucial, and you can get a lot of juice out of this, and it can help head off some of the questions or frustrations that you mentioned before. Let's make the whole performance appraisal process special. So that means we need to plan out the logistics. What that means is, hey, where are you going to have it? You could have it in your office. With paper and phones and stuff all over the show, which could work, but I don't think it's a great idea. Make it a dedicated time where you go somewhere that's a little bit different, whether you've got a meeting room in your office or you go to a cafe or somewhere else, which is just a little bit different. And it says that what we're doing today is actually important and it's special. Maybe if you do it at the office, you make sure everyone's got coffee and a cup of tea and a muffin or biscuit. But really important to make sure that you give it your undivided attention. Put your phone away. Don't have interruptions, because the team are really one of the key leverage points that you've got in your business. So we need to spend the time on them. So make it special. And lastly, well, like everything in business, without a system, it becomes one-off, it becomes awkward, and it tends to fall down. So we're going to have a system to do this. Now, the system starts with having clear job descriptions. So I'm not going to spend time going through the job descriptions today. There's a bunch of examples on the membership site. But the job description sets up what you expect from your team members. So to be able to do performance appraisals, you need to have those those set up, because that's what you're actually going to measure people against or the expectations you have. So managers ask, should it be just one person doing the performance review with the staff member, or can two do it? Look, a couple of people could definitely do it, Mandy, no problem at all. Okay. I don't think I'd go any more than two. It might feel a bit like an interview. It really depends on who they're, their direct bosses as well, because that's pretty much who should be doing the performance appraisal. So what we'll do in a minute, we'll talk through the process, the script and the steps followed. But having a process and systemizing it is absolutely critical. Right, so those are five key things we need to bear in mind to get the most out of our appraisal process. What I'd love to hear from you guys is what was most valuable from what we've talked about so far. Put it in the chat box. I'd love to read through those and see what hit the mark or what spoke to you the most. Trish, be specific. Debbie, the specifics, yep. Glyn, Eric, and William. Block it, book it, and stick to it. Huge. Charlotte, making feedback on performance a regular thing. Yeah, as a business person, we need to be thinking about, hey, little and often. Mandy, regular feedback and daddy time. Yeah. So I can't emphasize how important that is. We have the process, which is kind of on the surface, and then you have the underneath stuff that's going on, which is about how you make them feel, the fact that they're important and that you're prepared to invest in them, and that helps build trust and it just grows the culture. Joanna, actually great to hear we are doing something right. Perfect. You're doing lots right, Joe. Ricardo, making it an important event. Yeah, huge. Again, that's another under the surface thing that you're doing. Chris, it's not actually that scary if it's well planned. Not at all. It's actually pretty simple. Time with them, most important. Dean, huge. Make the time, make them feel engaged, Martin. Yep, Scott, viewing as a continuous improvement process rather than a negative. Yeah, huge. Chris, little and often makes the six big monthly ones easier. Yeah, totally. It shouldn't be this is the only time we've given feedback and it feels awkward and tricky. It's kind of the high point of the feedback process, but underneath and continuously you're doing that. Hayden, regular feedback. Awesome, yep. That's hugely important. And if you think about any relationship, if you only really communicated at a meaningful level once every 6 months, it probably wouldn't go that well. Well, a team member is exactly the same. Chris, coffee, yep, coffee is good. Or whatever that particular person likes. How you make people feel is absolutely critical, particularly in a team environment. They'll remember how you make them feel. They'll stay for how you make them feel. They come for the pay. Obviously, the pay has to be good enough for them to stay, but they will definitely stay for the way you make them feel. Cool, okay. So let's talk about the how. How do we actually do this? How do you actually go about doing this? So there's a question there from Nick, which is, do you separate bonuses and appraisals? Yes and no. It depends on the bonus system you're running. So I think the key thing is, what's the bonus system? Is it clear and articulated to the team, and what the timelines are for when that bonus system will actually kick in? So I think that's often where the confusion lies. How does the bonus system look? Make sure that's really clear to everyone. It doesn't necessarily have to tie in with the performance appraisal process. Often bonuses are based on a year. That's fine. What you will find, and I'm not talking a lot about it today in terms of the salary and pay, is most contracts will have once a year you review pay. Doesn't mean you have to change it, but you probably want to look at it, particularly in today's environment when there's pressure to get people. So once a year, definitely look at the base salary, and then you can put the bonus stuff on top of that. How do we actually go about this? Well, it's really, really simple in many respects. There is really four parts to the appraisal, and I just want to give a big shout out to James and Tanya from JT Plumbing, who've done some awesome work on appraisals, and they've taken some stuff that we've done and improved it, and then we've improved on that. So this is a combination of efforts from a few people, so just really appreciate their willingness to share as well. So the first part of the process is just outlining how it works, and I think this is massively important that the employee is really clear on how the process is going to work and what you expect of them, what they can expect of you. So the appraisal process here, you can see what it says. The appraisal process is an important way for us, both employee and a manager, to discuss your work performance and how we can improve the work environment at XYZ Plumbing / Electrical / Landscape, whatever your particular trade is. So we're setting up the expectation here that it's not just about giving them feedback, but it's also a two-way channel where we can talk about the work environment as well. So I think that's really critical. They need to understand that. Please spend some time thinking about the performance and about your performance and experience at work, as creating a great place to work is important for us. Okay, so again, we're setting the expectation or pre-framing the discussion. There's four steps to the process, and this is critical. The employee should complete the evaluation form prior to the meeting. Now, this is one of the keys to success. We don't want the employee to turn up and for us just to give them a bunch of feedback. We actually want them to do some self-reflection. We want them to become involved in the process, and the reason for that is obviously self-reflection and them thinking about their performance is critical. And the more involved people are in a process, the more committed they are to it as well. That's kind of a psychological thing. So, employee is to do the appraisal on themselves first. Now, obviously some people might be a bit deluded. Most people are actually pretty good in terms of their self-evaluation. Second thing is obviously the manager, owner, etc., does the appraisal prior to the meeting as well. So you're both well prepared, and that's important. If you spend 5 minutes doing this beforehand, you'll get the results that you deserve. You spend a good half an hour, maybe an hour, thinking about the questions and feedback you want to go through, then you'll get a much better, more reasoned result. Then the manager and the employee discuss, review, and add any comments during the meeting. So you need to sit down, have the meeting, typically half an hour to an hour, they possibly allow an hour, often it's a bit shorter than that. And at the end of that, you and the employee can just sign off the final copy and attach it to their job file. Okay. It may be that you don't actually necessarily agree on everything in there, but it's important that it's done and it's noted. Any questions about that? Okay, cool. Pretty simple. Get them to do self appraisal. You do the appraisal, we sit down and talk about it together. And everyone needs to be well prepared. So that's part A. Part B is looking at their key performance indicators and responsibilities. So this is kind of like the, yes, the grading part, if you like, the school report part. A lot of people have got some key performance indicators for different roles, and we'll put them in there. Actually, before we go any further, there's one template for all team members. So it follows the same structure, whether they're a tradesman, a manager, an estimator, an office administrator, whatever. But this particular part here, obviously the KPIs and the responsibilities for each role are going to differ. So this part here, we'll just change out. We've got an example for a tradesman, a manager, and an office administrator. And you might need to change some of these if your setup is slightly different. See, this is done for a plumbing business, but it's pretty similar for electrical or another trade as well. So the KPIs there at the top, for instance, on the left-hand side, that's for a tradesman. So all hours and materials entered into your job management system, which might be Aeroflow, Fergus, Simpro, whatever, before leaving site. Achieved, yes or no. Labour utilisation rate above 92%, yes or no. Vehicle checklist completed on time, yes or no. Uniform worn at all times, no more than two callbacks. Complete plumbing inspection checklist where appropriate, yes or no. So those are some hard and fast KPIs. And then there, below that, there's some accountabilities. Because obviously you don't have a KPI for everything. That tends to be a bit difficult, but you probably want to measure some other, or give some feedback or discussion on some other areas of performance. And they are listed here under the responsibilities. So we've just got a scale from 1 to 5. 1 is never, 5 is always. 1 is not so good, 5 is really good. And we go through each one of those areas. Again, these might vary a little bit depending on your setup. There's one at the bottom there that I've highlighted, which I think is important. You might like to include is upholds XYZ plumbing, electrical, whatever, company values. Okay, so as I talked about before, your cultural values, maybe it's honesty, integrity, customer service, etc. You want to, put them in a high place in your business, and you can give people some feedback on how you think they're going against those as well. So that's the tradesman. For the manager, again, the KPIs are going to differ. Look, the KPIs here are gross profit margin at or above 40%, all quotes completed within designated timeframes. And this one here I thought I'd highlight, which is important, because one of the manager's responsibilities is to do the performance reviews for their team. So staff performance reviews completed 6 monthly and rescheduled. So that means that they're rescheduled for the next 6 months out, so everyone knows what the next time is. And any issues or suggestions that arise are acknowledged and actioned. So that might be a key KPI for a manager. Below that, there's the responsibilities again. For instance, all commercial work variations have been authorised in writing or email, etc. Office administrator, again, their KPIs are slightly different. These templates will all be on the membership site, which you can go through and have a look at them and pull them to bits as well. Okay, does that make sense, team? Just give me heck yeah in the question box if that makes sense. Yep, awesome. Thanks, team. Thanks, Lucy. Scott, all good? Yep. Luke, cool, mate. Dean, heck yeah. Awesome, buddy. Okay, cool. Pretty simple, really. Okay, the next part is, I think, in some ways the most important part of the process, which is the open-ended questions. It's the area where we can have a discussion about how the employee is tracking, them to talk about how they're finding the work environment, perhaps any feedback about how things are going for them and what we might be able to do to make things better. So I'm just going to blast through each one of these questions so you've got an understanding of what we're looking to achieve there. The first three are what I call golden questions. And this really forces the employee to think about themselves and forces them to start to take ownership and responsibility for their outcomes. The first question is, hey, since our last discussion, what have you done well? So what's gone well? And what are they pleased with? The next question is, what could have gone better? Or what could have been done better? So that's about them having to think about, geez, there's a few things that, you know, I perhaps didn't come up to the mark, or I let the team down. I let them explain what they are. And the last one is, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently next time to improve your contribution to the team and just to enjoy your work here more? Which is really getting them to think about moving forward. Okay, there's some things I didn't do so well. I really need to brush up on those. So how am I going to address those moving forward? So three golden questions. What have I done well? What could have I done better? And hey, moving forward, knowing what I know now, how am I going to do better? Now, these questions are really interesting when you do your appraisals. And the reason they're open-ended is there's a good reason to that. What you'll find is what's important to your team members is often not stuff you've even thought about, or not stuff that you'd think was important. And if you make the questions open-ended, you'll start to bring up some of that stuff. So I think that's, you know, leave it really open, let them bring up what's important to them, and it'll be quite, I think you'll get a surprise. It can be things that you think are pretty small and actually not that important, but they're really important to your team members who want to address them. Okay, so those are the key discussion points. Now, obviously you're going to fill this in beforehand, so that question, since our last discussion, what have you done well, that's going to be about your employee, not about what you've done well. You'll write that from the perspective of what's, you know, what's Graham done well in the last 6 months. Next question is, do you have any goals, work or personal that can help you achieve? Perhaps it might be better to say, what are your goals, actually, looking at that. So let's get them thinking about what's next. Let's create some stretch, get them thinking about their career path, or it might even be stuff around, hey, they want to buy a house, they want to do some travel, go on holiday, whatever it is. It's really important and helpful that you know that, and there might be some ways you can really help them out. So get them thinking about the future. And you can write down, hey, here's some goals that you might like to think about as well, just to prompt the discussion. Next one is, there anything you'd like, any training you'd like to have? So I think that's important. Or any training that you think might benefit them. Give them the opportunity to talk about that. And lastly, general comments. So are there any other issues you'd like to discuss? So this is an opportunity just to have a general discussion about how things are going, what's happening, what's not happening. And I think it's helpful to put some little prompts in there, like, you know, for example, frustrations, suggestions you've got to improve the business, feedback you'd like to give, or anything else that's important to you. So we've opened up the channel for them to talk to us about how they're finding things, anything that might be frustrating or on their mind that we can, you know, we can potentially put into the pot to try and fix, because obviously getting feedback is important from us as well, so we can improve people's experience at work. So that's the third part, and the last part, very simple, it's just signing it off. So you may need to, once you've done the meeting, you might be able to finish the notes there. Sometimes you might need to take it away and just combine the notes from the meeting, perhaps get your office person to do that, and then get it signed off by the team member. Put it on their file, and that's your performance appraisal done. And ideally, you make the date for the next one as well at that time, so everyone knows when it's going to be. So that's the appraisal process. Pretty simple right there. What was helpful? What stood out for you there? What's something that you can take away that will be helpful to implement from there? Love to hear from you. Just put it in the chat box. What stood out for you? You know, what was really, really helpful? Or something perhaps you hadn't thought of before? That you found helpful. Dean, getting them to engage before the meeting, yet so they're prepared, massive. Joe, great to have a structure to follow, keeping it consistent. Yep, Charlotte, giving them a chance to think about what they have done well, what they could do better. Yeah, it's good. Like the template, Debbie. Structured regular catch-ups, Chris, fantastic. Yep. I mean, having a system that is structured, huge. Nick, taking it out of the office and making them engage prior to the meeting, massive. Trish, awesome template. Thanks, Trish. Scott, like the template, have them all in front of me. Perfect. Getting them to think about the open questions before the meeting. Yeah, team plumbing services in Nelson, that is massive. So getting them engaged beforehand and getting them to really think about things is a really powerful way of getting rid of some of those issues that we talked about at the start. Like, you know, them arguing, etc. Not always going to stop it, for sure. And, you know, we're managing people, so it's not always perfect. Bringing together your thoughts and the employees to discuss and getting them engaged prior, Lucy, yeah, huge. Is your good man on this call, Lucy? Okay. Good stuff, team. Okay. Sorry, one more question. No. He needs to be. Okay. So these templates are all on the membership site, by the way. So, look, that's pretty much the process. The five key principles are important to make it work, blocking it and booking it, setting the time, making it special, systemizing it, giving people the love. Remember, there's two levels going on. There's the actual appraisal, which is you know, visible, but there's all the stuff under the surface about making them feel important, you know, demonstrating that you care by showing time and making the appraisal process almost a high point of the feedback, and giving them regular feedback is obviously critical as well. So what are the next steps? Well, book your appraisers in. Book them in for the year. Put the dates down. Make everyone aware when the dates are. Simple. Finalize your template. So grab the templates. Let's put them in the membership site. You may need to tweak them, of course. That's fine. You can do that. Remember, it doesn't have to be perfect. I strongly believe 70% of the value is going to come from the fact that you do it. You do it professionally. You make the time to do it. You make them feel special. It's a big part of success with this. Obviously, the feedback side of it is important, but it doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. It just has to be done. It's all on the membership site. Jump in there. It's under incentive and performance programs. That's what it's under, which is this bit. Just highlight it for you. That's not working, the highlighter. Not to worry. The highlighter on this program is a little bit. There we go. That one there. So it'll be sitting under there. There we go. And look, send it through. So Dame or myself or one of the other guys will, Nick or Matt can have a look at it and make sure that it's all looking tickety-boo. Okay, so that's basically the end of the session today. It's short and sharp. I don't think there's too much more that we need to say about it, but if you've got any questions, hey, I'd love to field those. We can do that now and see if we can help you out. Many thanks for another great webinar. No problem, Lion, Erica, and William. Sorry to interrupt, Toby. I'm sure that means Tony, but when you say care, what happens when once a high performer doesn't respond to your care? It's like I'm bashing my head against the wall. I'm lost. I need more ideas. Should we care? I think he doesn't care himself, so doesn't care if I care. Yeah, man, look, it's people. And sometimes when the tide's gone out, the tide has gone out. But that doesn't mean we should stop trying. Sometimes people need to move on to something else as well. I mean, and they don't realize how good it is until they have as well. So Yeah, don't have a simple answer for that one, my man. Debbie, is it okay to alter their job descriptions using now by using the template on your site instead of... Okay, so can you change the job descriptions based on the ones on the website relative to the ones that are in their employment contracts now? That's tricky. You'd really need to have a discussion probably with a employment lawyer about that. I'm not the absolute expert at that. I'd hate to put you in an area that didn't quite get it right there. It does depend on how much the changes. You know, most probably they're going to be quite similar, but without looking at the contracts you've got, going through all that, it's kind of hard to say, Debbie. Okay, that's similar, but your format is better. You're much too kind. Yeah. I just ask an HR person about that. Okay. Righty. Cool, team. Looks like we're out of questions. Look, really important topic today. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. I hope it's simplified it and given you some of the, you know, the behind-the-scenes thinking about how you do it and make it work the best. Just get into it, though. I think it's critical to do. Do it, book it in, and it'll be one of those key things to help build a great culture. Take good care, guys. We'll talk again soon. Any questions or follow-up questions, you can put them on the Facebook group as well. We can hook up to them there. That'd be awesome. Take care, guys. We'll catch you soon. Ciao.